You are back listening to Green Left Radio, and we have joining us now Chittum, who is from the Kurdish Democratic Community Centre of Victoria, NAV Kurd. Welcome to the show, Chittum.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Chloe.
Good morning. So we actually wanted to talk to you about what's been going on in northeast Syria. The fascist state Turkey escalated its bombing of civilian targets in the region known as Rojava on October 5th. There hasn't been too much said about it in the news. So would you be able to please describe the situation on the ground in northeast Syria for us?
Yeah, for sure. There have been extensive attacks on Rojava and North and East Syria, as you said, since 5th of October. And in these attacks, civilians as well as the civil infrastructure has been targeted. It's reported that many people were killed, wounded in the attacks, and many dams, facilities, shops, workplaces were bombed by warplanes. And of course, as a Kurd living in Australia, we strongly condemn these inhumane attacks. It's done by the Turkish state. And I believe everyone needs to condemn these attacks and take a stand with us. I can say these attacks are following the genocidal mentality and our crimes against humanity. And we shouldn't be silent. Like, Kurdish entity has become like a threat to Turkish state, and the IKP and the NHP government of Turkey. And this government looks at the world with instincts, attacks wherever there is development in the name of Kurdishness, I should say. For this, it does not take into account any borders, rules and laws. Unfortunately, Turkey looking for any excuses to attack the Kurdish people wherever they are. But with the recent attacks, they destroyed very crucial needs of the Rojava. Yeah.
Abdullah Öcalan, leader of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, has been held in solidarity confinement in a Turkish prison since 1999. Can you tell us about the campaign to free Öcalan? How is he staying strong, and how does he retain his revolutionary spirit and his desire for revolutionary struggle?
He's been captured in jail nearly more than 25 years. Since then, the like, International Freedom for Öcalan Political Solution for Kurdish Question campaign started. And this campaign is aiming to... it's aiming to break his isolation. Like, his isolation is not just on him, it's on Kurdish people as well. Mr. Öcalan is held under extreme and unlawful conditions of extraordinary isolation nearly 25 years now. For the last 3 years, he has been held in near complete isolation and banned from any communication from outside with his family, with his lawyers. And this is continued violation of Turkish international law, I should say. And the same thing is repeated violations are acknowledged by the UN Human Rights Committee and with requests made to Turkey, but with no action taken. Like, we spoke with his lawyer other day, but we don't know how he's held. Like, being held prisoner itself is torture, but being kept in... you know, very small cell, no contact with the outside. It's I can't imagine his situation right now, how mentally and physically he's resisting. It's beyond my knowledge, really. But Binali is a key person for the peace solution because, naturally, all Kurdish people think he is the leader of the Kurdish people. So he is a key person for the peace process here. Like, he played important role with one sentence of the message to Kurdish people. All the shifts of tension has been raised, you know. That's why, Israel tells us that conflict resolution is only possible when there is genuine participation of all parties. As I said, Öcalan has played an important role in initiating past peace processes, and he continued. Imprisonment is a concrete barrier to any possibility of the new peace process, I should say.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine what Öcalan has been going through in isolation with no access to his lawyers. But he's still managed to keep up the fight, and he's even written books as well. But Çetin, what can ordinary people do to support the self-determination of the Kurdish people? I mean, we know solidarity is so important. Would you be able to talk about how we can support and how important solidarity is here and around the world? And also, there are some out there who don't really know about Rojava. What are some of the best ways to learn about the revolution?
There's a lot to do, actually. It doesn't matter. We have to be there or go through the struggle itself. Around the world, there's a... we can do something with the solidarity. We generally call on the patriotic people of Kurdistan or all democratic forces around the world. There is an urgent need for greater attitudes against genocidal attacks of the Turkish state than the attitudes exhibited so far. So I believe fascism can only be stopped, limited and destroyed through the democratic organization and action. As can be seen, the world of states is compromising the Turkish state. They're keeping silent about what it's doing, and by doing that, the export men are proving it, actually. As a democratic world and public opinion, people like us, we cannot accept that. And we can put political pressure on states and institutions with strong position and commitment to give up these attitudes. So on this basis, our people in Kurdistan abroad need to stand up, and people are, in solidarity with us, they need to stand up wherever they are and show their strong reaction against the attacks. People, women, youth, democracy forces, all international friends, I believe they have to take action in solidarity with Kurdish people. Wherever they see us on the street, when we are having stalls or when we are having rallies, they can come and ask what's wrong, not what's wrong, what we can do for you, what's your problem. So they can come and visit our Kurdish Community Center, 36 Faulkner Road, Pascal, to learn more about it. We're organizing public seminars. They can attend the seminars and they can learn more there. But we only asking in Australia, people we are not invisible. Yes, there's a lot of going around the world, in Israel and the Israeli and Palestinian, but in Ukraine, people are seeing that why we are invisible to others. So there is genocidal ethnic cleansing happening Kurdish people for years and years, and they fought against the ISIS with their own power. We are asking people to just stand with us and understand the Kurdish conflict.
In terms of this might be a kind of final question. You know, Ballarat's Trades Hall Council has recently kind of passed a motion to call for the freedom of Ocalan. Have any other unions or groups shown this kind of political support?
That's really good news. I'd like to thank you to bring Ballarat Trade Union. There is a union movement around the world to support the Freedom for Ocalan campaign. First started in 2016 in the UK. There's many trade unions supporting to this campaign. I can say one done recently on 12th of September, meeting of the International Trade Unions Network of Solidarity and Strike. It was held in Brazil, and representatives from all over the world attended to that conference, and they're supporting the international campaign for release of Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan and thousands of Kurdish political prisoners in Turkey. And they made a statement, it's proposed by the Socialist Revolutionary Movement of Brazil, and it says, "The political, social, cultural organization of the Kurdish people have launched an international campaign, Freedom for Öcalan, and thousands of Kurdish political prisoners in Turkey. An international congress of central workers and unions, they supporting the Freedom of Öcalan campaign. At the same time, they join the voices that denounce the confinement condition, which is subjected, that were confirmed by European Court of Human Rights and reports of European Committee for the Prevention of Torture." I can say there's many trade unions joined this statement from France, Italy, Algeria, Poland, Senegal, Haiti, Catalonia, Sahara, Palestine, Paraguay, Paris, Niger. So I can't even count the names of the places of the unions, but there is big support for the Kurdish people around the world, which is very good, very promising. And they calling Freedom for Öcalan campaign. So Ballarat Trade Union started here in Victoria. I'm hoping other trade unions in Australia, in Victoria, will follow the Ballarat Trade Union's action, and we can show the solidarity like it's done in the UK and around the world.
Well, Chidim, we're just about running out of time, but we want to thank you for coming on the show. And we also pledge our ongoing solidarity to you, the Kurdish struggle, the Rojava revolution, and we demand the immediate release of Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan. Thank you so much for your time today, Chidim.
Thank you very much for taking me in. Thank you.